Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
July 2nd is a day throughout sports history filled with some of the greatest events in baseball history and in the MLB, with some things that happened that you really wouldn't expect and some streaks and things that really were amazing. It's all coming up in just a moment on the Sports Break. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things in daily sports history, especially with team sports. And we have our uniform numbers we're going to be talking about today are the numbers 2, 11, 5, and 28, because sports history is made every day of the year, and we try to preserve it, at least in a small sampling, from some of the great athletes and the uniform numbers that they wore and the great events they did. And we're going to be talking about July 2nd on this episode. And July 2nd, 1903, and you knew it was bound to happen, as the first son of a major leaguer played in the MLB made his debut. Pitcher Jack Dosher took the mound for the Chicago Cubs, and his pops was Herm Dosher, that played from 1872 to 1882 for a variety of teams, including the Cleveland Blues and the Chicago White Stockings. July 2nd, 1906, the Yankees, well, I think they were actually the New York Highlanders at the time, won by a forfeit for the first time in franchise history. According to the RetroSheets.com website, they said, quote, "In the 19th century, forfeited games were fairly frequent, and they were quite a few in the first two decades of the 20th century. Even in the 1970s, there were four of them, and most recent one was in 1995. Three of the last four resulted from promotions that backfired," end quote. More to come on that. We're going to do some research on that one. July 2nd, 1911, the Detroit Tigers legendary player Ty Cobb hit his 40th straight game in a 14-6 rout of the Cleveland Indians. Now, unfortunately for the Cobb, the streak ended in the very next game when the Tigers hosted the Chicago White Sox for two games. Chicago's Ed Walsh pitched a real dandy, but not only did he stymie Cobb to end the streak, but he also toppled the Tigers 7-3 in a game of one of a doubleheader that day. Now, July 2nd, 1930, this is pretty spectacular too. Chicago White Sox outfielder Carl Reynolds, who wore number 2 on his jersey in 1931, became only the second player in MLB history to hit home runs in three consecutive innings. It was a 15-4 drubbing of the Yankees by the White Sox at Yankee Stadium. Three consecutive innings of hit a home run by one guy. Wow. Lucky, it's very rare to have three consecutive innings where you bat, let alone hit home runs. I can't even imagine the possibilities and the ratio there. Okay, now we go to July 2nd, 1933, New York Giants pitcher Carl Hubble. He must have been a workhorse and had a heck of an arm. Wearing number 11, the future Hall of Famer hurler threw 18 innings of shutout ball without a walk to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 1-0. Wow, 18 innings of pitch. That's two complete games. July 2nd, 1941. Big-time players, well, they hit milestones and big-time moments, it seems. And Joe DiMaggio, number 5 for the New York Yankees, dramatically, right on cue, hit a 3-run homer off of Boston's Dick Newsome, who was wearing jersey number 28 that day, to pass Willie Keeler's MLB record of 44-game hitting streak. Now, Keeler established his mark way back in 1897 with a 44-game hitting streak to start the season, breaking the previous record of 42 in a row set by Bill Doohan. Now, Keeler actually had a hit in his final game of the 1896 season, the one prior, giving him a National League record 45-game hitting streak, if you really think about it, but it spanned over two seasons. In July 2nd, 1950, well, the Cleveland Indians pitcher Bob Feller, donning his famous number 19 uniform, won his 200th MLB game 5-3 versus the Tigers. That's it for your sports break for this July 2nd. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. Join us back each and every day as we'll come back with some more great history and the uniforms that the players wore here on the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Tune in tomorrow. Until tomorrow, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.